Welcome to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. I'm Anthony Adams, alongside my co-host, Ms. Lindsay Petruni.
That's right, we're here in our brand new Chicago Bears Network studios at Hallis Hall.
Lindsay, I have a bone to pick with you.
You do? About what?
You've been acting real different, real kind of big timey-ish.
What are you talking about?
You've been acting real big time since you did your little strut on a catwalk.
Ever
since you did a little fashion show, you've been
fashion
acting real different.
Fashion show for charity, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I've worked the runway a little bit, will say, yes.
Yeah, let me get a sample.
All right,
one
ready?
Time. Yeah. I think you need to stay right here.
All right, we'll see yours a little bit later in the show then. I'm going to see what you got.
Mine is much better.
Anthony is talking about the recently held Northbrook Court fashion show that benefits Bears Care and Force, a nonprofit national organization. Some of the ladies from the Bears organization, including coaches' wives, were part of the show.
Before working the catwalk to raise money for both charities, the models got runway ready with hairstyling services and makeup.
You know who's not going to be happy about this? My co-host, Anthony Adams, because he likes to have all the attention.
Guests began to arrive and were served cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, and scoped out the items being auctioned off. JoJo Tucker, wife of Bears defensive coordinator Mel Tucker, said it's crucial to do whatever she can to support the team.
Oh, it's huge, and the wives have to play a huge role because our husbands are so busy. They obviously are at the office working, so they can't be here, so we make our presence felt.
Former Bear Rashid Davis was one of the male models featured in the holiday runway show.
So you're a real trooper tonight. You're on crutches going down the catwalk.
I'm trying to be a trooper, anything for charity. I mostly try to model what I believe, and so hopefully in doing that, guys understand how important it is for us to use the platform that we've been given to give back to the community.
During the fashion show, gift certificates to a variety of fine retailers were auctioned off. The models weren't shy when it came time to try to energize the crowd and maximize the bidding. Cindy Trussman, wife of Bears head coach Mark Trussman, was thrilled to raise money for charity.
My favorite part was the bidding because they actually overbid my outfit. I can't believe they did that. I'm so exciting. It's fabulous. It's a great feeling, and I'm very happy to do this.
Bears Care supports targeted programs in the areas of education, youth athletics, and health awareness, and Force is dedicated to improving the lives of people impacted by hereditary breast and ovarian cancer.
Well, you know, my sister is a breast cancer survivor, so I really like to do things to help raise funds for breast cancer awareness and research, so it was not a doubt in my mind that I would come out tonight for this great event.
Brooke Cromer, daughter of Bears offensive coordinator Aaron Cromer, was also happy to take part in the fashion show.
I mean, it's a good way to give back to the community and help Bears Care at the exact same time, so there's no doubt in my mind.
With every dollar of ticket and auction revenue going to charity, the event fundraised more than $17,000.
All right. Let's see what you got. Let's see your catwalk.
No problem. No
walk.
Problem. Let me back up. I need a little bit. Mm.
At least get the pocket square out, like do something cool, like, you know.
Oh, and then I reverse it. Yep, rip, zip.
You got to get the pocket square involved.
Nah, don't mess with my pocket square. My pocket square chilling right now.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Chilling.
He
in a cut like peroxide.
I give you a 9.
I appreciate it.
Out of 100.
Wow.
Up next. The 1963 champion Bears reflect on playing in one of the biggest games of the year just 48 hours after President Kennedy's assassination.
I didn't want to play in that game on Sunday, and I know a lot of the other guys didn't want to play.
You find out there's a lot more important things in life than playing a football game.
We'll go to Cole City with current and former Bear players to help the tornado relief effort.
You hear about it, but you don't really understand, you know, how close you are to it. So we're an hour and 45 minutes away from our facility, you know, and we're probably 50, 45 minutes from the stadium. So it's pretty close to home. A lot of these people are Bear fans.
Inside the Bears is brought to you by Jimmy John's.